Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're catching up with head coach of the Central College women's basketball team, Justin Whelan, previewing the 2024-2025 season. Coach Whelan, hard to believe that we're already getting started up. I know you guys have been rolling here for a little while with some exhibition games and things of that nature, but overall, just what can you tell us about how excited you are to get this season underway?
Yeah, very, very excited. Feels like we've been, you know, practicing for forever now. I know our girls are really excited to get to play against somebody else and just have it count. So can't believe we're already here, but we're glad we're here, and just really excited. We got a lot of high expectations for this season, so hopefully we can, you know, start it off the right way this year.
And just kind of looking at this team too, I mean, not a lot of turnover from last year, right? Just a handful of seniors that leave the program, and kind of wanted to pick things back up where you guys left off. Unfortunately, a disappointing end to the year as you were so close to that conference tournament, and just some unfortunate situations in that final game kind of derailed what was going to be potentially a conference tournament appearance. But, you know, just kind of trying to pick up right where you left off last year.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice, especially for, you know, our seniors who they finally get to be in the same system for a second year in a row, have some continuity with the offense, with the defense, with the coaching staff. And we're really just looking to pick up right where we left off. I thought we were playing really good basketball at the end of the year. Our biggest goal, obviously, is, you know, one of our biggest goals is to make the conference tournament this year. And hopefully we're just not putting ourselves in that spot where it's we're in a play-in game situation. And hopefully we can just consistently find some good wins throughout the year where, you know, we make it you know, whether it's the third week or second week before the conference tournament, where we're just kind of locked in and battling for, you know, seed positioning. But it's going to be another really, really tough year in our conference. A lot of teams in our conference didn't have a ton of turnover. So it's going to be a tough test night in and night out.
Absolutely right. And just kind of looking at this team, I mean, we talk about numerous players. I know we did that even before we got on the air, talking about a lot of the individuals that are going to be coming back and contributing to this team. But, you know, just to highlight a handful of them there at the guard positions, you've got an Emily Naughton who's back, a Samantha Scott, Hannah Dow, Jasmine Williams, the wing spots, you know, Caitlin Mum, who can kind of play any position on the floor. You've got a Gabby Moore there, CeCe Moore, who was pretty big off the bench for you guys as a post last year there. I know that there's probably some other names that I'm forgetting in that as well, but when you just look at that group and the depth that you bring back too, and the style of play that you guys want to play with, how vital is that depth to have for this system?
Yeah, I mean, it's important. I mean, we played fast last year. I would say fast-ish. We definitely want to play faster this year. I mean, we had a really, really high point per possession in transition, so we definitely want to kick that up a notch, especially early on in the game. And then, you know, as we get into the fourth quarter or deeper into the fourth quarter, we'll start to slow it down and control it a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, you alluded to it. We've got, you know, 8 or 9 of our top players back from last year, you know, including a first team all conference player and Abby Johnson. So I think the biggest thing for us is how big of jumps can each one of those players make this year. I mean, I already kind of know the answer a little bit from what I've seen in practice, but no, I mean, it's really exciting. You know, it's this first game will show the true testament. We're going to be missing Caitlin Mum and Gabby Moore this first game, so we'll just have to roll with it. Next man up mentality, and I think it's just going to show how deep we truly are. So we're excited.
We're excited to see those girls out there on the floor too. And again, we're talking to head coach of the Central College women's basketball team, Justin Whelan, previewing the upcoming season here for the Dutch. And you know, this conference, we mentioned that the goal is a conference tournament appearance. I Can imagine another one of those goals is to end the streak in the rivalry matchup. I won't allude any more than that. But, you know, you just look at this conference top to bottom, and it just continues to get more and more competitive year after year. I mean, we mentioned it. There was seven teams vying for those six spots this year, and you just look at how deep this conference is. What do you feel like it's going to take to navigate the conference and find your way into that top six at the end of the year?
Yeah, no, I mean, it is. It's going to be really tough, especially because so many of the top teams are bringing a lot back, just like we are. My biggest thing, and we're going to continue to talk about it with our players, is just showing up every single night and consistency. Those are going to be the biggest things. There's a you know, good possibility that between, you know, 2 through 7 or 3 through 7, like there, you know, 3 through 8, there's only going to be a couple of games separating those teams trying to get into the tournament this year. I think this conference is going to be deeper than it has been in a long time. I mean, that just is, there's so many great players. There's so many amazing coaches in this league. We really, truly got to be ready to play any nights, and we just got to be super consistent with our effort and attitude and playing our brand of basketball. And if we can do that, we're going to have a great shot, you know, every game this year. And yeah, I mean, we've got our couple of big goals for this year, and you know, three of them to, you know, right off the top of our head, that we talk about almost on a daily basis, and hopefully we'll be able to check all three of those off this year.
And I would be remiss, because we didn't necessarily get a chance to talk about this last year, because, you know, it was kind of a quick transition for you here into Central Women's Basketball, but really the first time that you're bringing in a full recruiting class here at Central too, and I'm sure that you're very excited to be able to have a group that you're bringing in here and getting to work with and try to develop them. If you could maybe just tell us a little bit about the recruiting class and maybe some of the names that people don't quite know yet that hopefully they will learn here over the next couple months at Central College.
Yeah, I mean, we had a really nice class that came in as freshmen this year, 12 of them to be exact. And one of the biggest things for us was getting our numbers up so that we could be more competitive continuously in practice and with our JV program. Very different from last year. Not a ton of them will be suiting up on our varsity, but we'll be mostly playing a lot of JV, which I think is a testament to our program and just where we're at. Everyone kind of knows we've got a ton coming back this season, and so they're going to all get a really great opportunity to just come into our system, learn the offense, learn the defense, learn from an amazing upperclass, you know, that we've got. And but, you know, a few of them definitely a little bit closer, a little bit more local. Just a few that'll be traveling with us and on our varsity roster is, you know, Mackenzie Snook, just right down the road here from Sheridan. We've got Danica Arnold from Glenwood. We've got another freshman post player in Lainey Dugan. She's hailing from down south in Arizona. And yeah, I mean, there's obviously 12 of them, but a bunch of names, but we're really excited about them. They've come in, hit the ground running. They're really, really hard workers. They're constantly in the gym, which is a huge part of what we've been talking about, not only last year, but even more so this year, about just getting in on your own, putting more work in outside of practice. And, you know, for us to not really have to tell them multiple times to get that going, and for them to just do it on their own is fantastic. So we're really, really looking forward to continuing to develop their skills and develop their game. And whether that's this year or in, you know, next year, in a couple of years, we're hoping some of them are ready to hit the floor for us.
We're hoping so too. Coach Wheeler, appreciate the time as always, and looking forward to a fun year of women's basketball over here at Central College.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Go Dutch.
Absolutely. That was head coach of the Central College Women's Basketball Program, Justin Whelan, here on today's Nightly Radio Sports Page.